This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House has voted and Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump and delivered them to the U.S. Senate so a trial can begin next week. Speaking before the signing of the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, Pelosi said the president had violated his oath of office.
Progress in support of our Constitution. Progress in honor of the sacrifice and the vision of our founders. Progress in honor of the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. And progress for the future of our children.
The Senate will officially accept the articles on Thursday afternoon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the process is difficult, but is necessary for the good of the country.
This is a difficult time for our country, but this is precisely the kind of time for which the framers created the Senate.
The trial is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, so the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed the first phase of a trade agreement Wednesday. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The so-called Phase 1 of the pact will ease some sanctions on China and require the Chinese to increase their purchases of U.S. farm products. The deal will leave in place tariffs on about $360 billion worth of Chinese imports. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says American consumers should not be affected.
We've managed these tariffs so that mostly all of the consumer goods are not impacted.
The more challenging issues that address sources of trade and economic tensions between the U.S. and China are expected to be discussed in future negotiations. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, visit VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.